Hey, this is Mistress Daphne, and I'm here to read to you Sissification of a Friend, Part 3, the finale. Now, Part 2 was weird because the Net God stole some of my words. So if you've gotten through 1 and listened to that, and then you need to read Part 2 because it's really short and very strange. But here is the Part 3, the finale. So I had my friend's arms outstretched and began dressing him at the sex party. He kept trying to move instead of standing still, trying to leave the room. Everyone around, there were about 30 people, everyone coached him as I got him dressed. "Purse your lips," they said. "Push your hips out. Wiggle your ass." And I had to ask everyone to wait until I was finished. Then we would have him model for us. I swear, as embarrassed as he already was, he turned 3 shades deeper red. I just laughed. And then on went the bra with the double D breast forms, then a garter belt. Putting the stockings on him was a chore because I had to keep telling him to point his toes for me. And you know, men do not grow up pointing their toes like sissies do. Once I got the black stockings up with only 1 small run in them, I attached them to the garter belt. Already, she looked yummy. One simply cannot call someone with double D tits a he anymore. Then it was time for the tight, 2 sizes too small, stretchy black dress. She balked and bitched and moaned, and I had to keep telling her to shut her mouth already. Clearly, there was no going back. Once I had that ultra-snug dress on her that showed the bottom of her pretty panties, I pulled out her heels. I kept them a lower height of 3 inches so she didn't end up with crutches at the end of the evening. But even still, she told me she had never, ever, ever put on a pair of heels, ever, ever, even as a kid. I told her, "Today's your day." A girlfriend and I held my new sissy into the bathroom where we sat her down in front of the mirror and trashed up her face deliciously. Red cheeks, you know, I said, since you're so embarrassed already. Dark liquid eyeliner, smudgy brown and gold eyes, false eyelashes. Yes, I even brought false eyelashes. And to top it all off, whore red lipstick. After she was dressed, I held her hand as she tromped, well, literally clunked around the hotel rooms until she had her sea legs. Heel legs? And I could let go of the rope and allow her to wander alone. It was not long before she was swishing and swaying her hips, toasting the partygoers with her champagne glass, and holding model-like poses for the different groups of naked people having sex. But what about next time? All night long, I made references to my very straight male friend, dressed to the sissy slut nines, learning to suck cock. She was horrified every time. "No, no, 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 I can't do that." I alluded to the idea that next time we got her dressed, she would most definitely really be my sissy slut. And she would suck that dick for me. This is Mistress Daphne, and you have a beautiful day.